Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Laura Morris. The stories around the building of the first bridge to cross the Mississippi in 1856 include stories of Iowa-Illinois transportation, agricultural history that includes the Granger trains and the opening of the Chicago markets to Western farmers, the Mormon cart trail, African American history of the Underground Railroad, and the storyline of our area's development. But many do not know that along with shipping of John Deere plows from Moline, John Deere himself played a larger role in the first bridge Abraham Lincoln trial. Following the Effie Afton crash on May 6th, just 16 days after the first locomotive crossed the bridge, the steamboat company sued the railroad because they contended the bridge was a material obstruction to navigation. Represented by Abraham Lincoln, the railroad contended it did not. During the trial, September 17, 1857, 53-year-old John Deere of Moline took the stand. He was one of the most interesting witnesses, not because of his testimony, but because he was already on his way to becoming one of the most successful industrialists of the Middle West, in fact, of the entire country. Learning how hard it was for farmers to plow the sticky clay of the prairies with cast iron, he invented a self-scouring plow, and by 1855, he was selling as many as 10,000 every year. Deere's home, 2.5 miles from the bridge, gave him a good view of the Rock Island Rapids. He had seen steamboats come through and also seen some of the floats put out in the river to test the currents. Deere testified that he could not, from the test scene, discover any cross current. Asked why some witnesses said boats often laid by and waited when they approached from the direction of the rapids, Deere answered, "I suppose the lying by spoken of was because of obstructions above the bridge and not because of any at the location of the bridge." The trial ended in a hung jury, but the judge sided with the defendants. The bridge was allowed to stand and the railroad to span the nation.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.